our listeners. In today's story, we, Time of Hope Radio, invite you to follow along as we continue with Mother Teresa of Calcutta, an invitation and challenging call to follow in Jesus' steps by Father Dutch Gungwin, are done by leaders Danielle,
Gwen Mai, Mai Khan,
Gwen Yu,
Q Vu,
and Phi Long.
3. Society, families, and children.
Understanding that everyone is a child of God, Mother Teresa invited all to be responsible to take care of others and building a loving society. Through her life of service, people recognized Mother Teresa as a messenger of love and charity among individuals, families, and countries. According to Mother Teresa, to love and to take care for others is required, not only because of the needs of people, but also to show one's commitment to God's commandment. To love others as oneself and to love others as God loves them. Mother Teresa wrote,
"There is much suffering in the world, physical, material, mental. The suffering of some can be blamed on the greed of others. The material and physical suffering is suffering from hunger, from homelessness, from all kinds of diseases. But the greatest suffering is being lonely, feeling unloved, having no one. I have come more and more to realize that it's being unwanted that is the worst disease that any human being can ever experience. The joy in loving, 55.
Mother Teresa insisted that the needy and the poor were not only those in slums in the third world countries, but they were everywhere in every corner. There were those who suffered spiritually or physically in their own families and neighborhoods, such as an unappreciated spouse, a neglected child, an ignored person, a voiceless victim who loses his or her right to live, a person whose dignity has been stripped. Open your eyes and see. There is not just hunger for a piece of bread. There is hunger for understanding love, for the word of God. Nakedness is not only for a piece of cloth. Nakedness is the loss of human dignity, the loss that there is beautiful virtue of purity, which is so misused nowadays. Teresa Joy, 109. Mother Teresa brought a new dimension to Christian charity and shook the conscience of the world. She encouraged all to prove their love for God, whom they cannot see, by loving and serving the neighbor whom they can see.
Not only a messenger of love, Mother Teresa was also a peacemaker. She was an inspiration to anyone who yearned for a world of justice and peace. She called peace and love humankind's daily bread. Teresa Joy, 171. She encouraged all to be aware of the need for peace in the family and in society, and to renew continuously the need to come together as one human family. She challenged all to reach out to the poorest of the poor, not just to alleviate their suffering, but to help them fulfill their potential, maintain their dignity as human persons, and bring peace and love to all. Let us not use bombs and guns to overcome the world. Let us use love and compassion. Let us preach the peace of Christ as he did. If anyone could see the image of God in his neighbor, do you think we should still need tanks and generals? Egan Lusted, 8. As she considered unlying peace is a significant factor for family and society's harmony, Mother Teresa unceasingly rejected war in favor of active peacemaking. In 1991, while leaders were preparing for the Persian Gulf War, Mother Teresa wrote a personal letter to Saddam Hussein and President George Bush, begging them not to fight because the poor would be the ultimate sufferers. Although her letters did not have the desired results, the political entities involved continued to respect Mother Teresa and the remarkable measures of goodwill that she could generate. Her appeal embodied the timeless message of peace that will echo around the world for generations to come. According to her letter, war was not about winning or losing, controlling or defeating, but about destroying many innocent human lives and breaking human life harmonies. War brought losses into a family and hatred to many generations. This is a part of her letter to those involved in the Persian Gulf War.
I write to you with tears in my eyes and with the love of God in my heart, to beg you on behalf of the poor and on behalf of those who will end up being poor in the event that the war which threatens us is unchained. I beg you with all my heart that you spare no efforts in favor of the peace of God and to reconcile yourselves with one another. God has created us to love each other with his love and not to destroy ourselves with our hate. I beg you for them on my knees. I beg you on behalf of those who will become orphans or widows and who will suffer loneliness because their parents, their husbands, their brothers, and their children will have perished. They are children of God. Think of them as if they were your own children. You have the capacity to bring war into the world and to make peace. Please, choose the way of peace. You might win the war, but what will be the cost to those who will find themselves broken, mutilated, displaced? Quoted in Gonzalez Bolotto, Mother, 102-104. Mother Teresa insisted that war was not the way to have peace. Rather, she showed us a new way of gaining peace. Peace requires prayer, understanding, forbearance, and sharing in love. If there is love, there is also peace and harmony. The second consideration in having peace in a society must begin with the family. The family, a community of persons, is the smallest social unit and the foundation of society. Thus, to have peace and love in a country, a society, or a neighborhood community, peace and love must start at home, between each member of a family. As Mother Teresa said, there was so much suffering and unhappiness in the world and society today because of the lack of love in the home. In The Joy in Loving, she states, love begins at home. Love lives in homes. If we are to love one another, if we are to bring that love into life again, we have to begin at home. 188. Lots of love will blossom peace in the family. Therefore, Mother Teresa strongly recommended all to start by making your own home a place where peace, happiness, and love abound through your love for each member of your family and for your neighbor, although it may be hard sometimes to accept each other in a family. 202. In addition, she explained, it is easy to smile at people outside your home. It is so easy to take care of people that you do not know well. It is difficult to be thoughtful and kind and to smile and be loving to your own in the house day after day. 65. Therefore, learning to accept and love each other at home would be the first step to love others.
Mother Teresa in The Joy in Loving gave advice on how to start building love and peace at home. For her, there are many simple ways that all can follow in order to make their own homes temples of love. 405. The most important factor is prayer. Prayer brings people close to God, so that they will see in each other God's presence and love. That's why it's so important for the family to pray together, and that they will stay together and love one another. Then it will be easier to be a fountain of love for each other. 209. As prayer is an important factor to keep the family together, Mother Teresa insisted that adults in a family should teach their children to pray and pray with them. 236. Mother Teresa used her own example of love in her family. Her parents taught her and her siblings how to love and accept each other. We were a very happy family. We lived for each other, and we made each other's lives very full and very happy. Quoted in Gonzalez-Bolado, Mother, 3. Because her father died when Mother Teresa was young, her mother taught her to love God above all things, to live close to Jesus, and to pray. Therefore, for her, if every person wants to live in love, it requires prayer. Having a strong connection with God through prayer imbues the life of love. Mother Teresa suggested family prayers and underscored that the family that prays together will stay together. She did not hesitate to talk about the lack of prayer in a family whose harmony had been broken. Many vocations are facing a crisis. Many families experience difficulties, are falling apart, and are being dissolved. A lot of people have lost all taste for life and for work. They are discontented and empty solely because they have given up and forgotten prayer. Quoted in Jersey, Her Life, 70.
In addition to prayer, Mother Teresa also invited each member in a family to learn how to forgive each other. For her, love and forgiveness are intertwined. Forgiveness is an act of love. At the same time, in order for one person to love another, one needs to learn how to forgive. We cannot forgive unless we know that we need forgiveness, and forgiveness is the beginning of love. Teresa Joy, 78. One cannot teach others about love unless one generously forgives others and judge others with charity. Mother Teresa also added that by having forgiven others daily, she had actually prevented many conflicts in her own life.
Furthermore, Mother Teresa encouraged parents to be role models of love. Teaching children how to love, parents not only use words, but show it in action. In her, The Joy in Loving, Mother Teresa wrote, "We know the best place for children to learn how to love and to pray is in the family, by seeing the love and prayer of their mother and father. When families are strongly united, children can see God's special love in the love of their father and mother, and can grow to make their own country a loving, prayerful place." 429. She implored parents always to keep in mind that children can learn a great deal from parents. Our children depend on us for everything: their health, their mission, their nutrition, their security, their coming to know and love God. For all of this, they look to us with trust, hope, and expectation. 271. Therefore, parents should be role models for their children, in words and actions. Their model of love should come from God's way of love for humankind.
Finally, Mother Teresa encouraged family members to build their love and peace at home by spending time with each other. Today, we have no time. The father and the mother are so busy. The children come home and there's no one to love them, to smile at them. That's why I'm very strict with my coworkers. I always say, family first. If you are not there, how will your love grow for one another? Teresa Joy, 146. Referring to the parable of the prodigal son in the gospel, in which the son left the father for the sake of his own pleasure, Mother Teresa said that, "A boy in New York told me, in my family it is not the son who left us, it is the father." There are parents who, although they take care of material needs, are in fact totally absent in the eyes of their children. Teresa Joy, 89. Again, Mother Teresa underlined the role of parents in a family. Children always need attention, love, and care from parents.
Relating to this idea, I recently received a Christmas letter from a parishioner whose son is 5 years old. She wrote in a letter that one night, as they were getting ready for bed, the boy turned to her and said, "Do you know what the best part of my life is?" The mother had no idea what her son had in mind by asking such a deep question. Then the boy answered, "Having a mother." Spicer. Needless to say, the family should be a stable and loving place for children. With parents and adults as role models, it should also be a place of security, rest, support, and encouragement for all members of family. From the family, peace and harmony will spread throughout society. Conclusion.
Mother Teresa of Calcutta has offered her whole life to the service of the poorest of the poor. She provided an example of the ideal good servant for all who believe that God is the Creator and that everyone is a member of God's family. Because Mother Teresa fully imitated God's love for humanity and totally devoted her life to God in serving others, God used her to make visible his message of physical and spiritual care for everyone, especially the needy and the outcast. Her example of holiness, self-denial, and generous works has inspired many to seek ways to serve God and the poor in humility and simplicity. Mother Teresa was, in so many ways, a special gift of God to the world. She will also be remembered for the international recognition she received, the thousands of nuns who followed her, and the hundreds of homes established around the world. Over the last 50 years, the numbers of the missionaries of charity, sisters and brothers, have been growing more than 4,000 worldwide, extending her works to 5 continents. The missionaries of charity had received invitations from bishops on all continents to come to their countries and areas to help local people.
Mother Teresa captivated the hearts of millions of people throughout the world by her life of radical poverty and wholehearted dedication to the poorest of the poor. She became one of the most admired women of the 20th century. Upon her death in 1997, people expressed a universal outpouring of heartfelt appreciation and reverence for her long life of service. Many dignitaries from more than 50 countries, together with millions of people around the world, came to pay their last respects to her. French President Jacques Chirac summed up Mother Teresa's legacy best when he said after her death, "This evening, there is less love, less compassion, less light in the world. Saint." And the homily at the Beatification Mass on October 19, 2003 in St. Peter's Square, in front of some 300,000 pilgrims and admirers of Blessed Mother Teresa, Pope John Paul II said, "We honor in her one of the most relevant personalities of our age. Let us accept her message and follow her example." Pope 1. She continues to live in the hearts of all those who have been touched by her selfless work.
Mother Teresa has achieved world renown caring for all the needy around the world with her unconditional and absolute love. She dedicated to humanitarian missions and quietly lived out her passionate love for Jesus Christ. She felt her heart captivated by her love for Jesus and for neighbors. Mother Teresa did not have a degree in theology. Rather, her credentials are measured in a heart full of loving service. Loving and willing to serve others require more than money, knowledge, and social status. Many rich people can do many famous things, but they need a humble spirit and loving heart to be able to do small and uncomfortable things like Mother Teresa did. Her courage showed the world what it means to love and serve Jesus completely. She taught all that failing to see Christ in the poor, the distressed, and the troublesome is failing to reverence Christ among these people. Many times on television or in newspapers, this aged and thin woman appeared carrying orphaned and dirty children or taking care of lepers dying on streets. The image imprinted on the global psyche would be of that of a tiny wrinkled old woman reaching out and touching those consigned to the trash heap of humanity. Tucker 3. She went many places and did many great things with a boundless and unconditional love. Love was the main tool that helped her overcome worries about contagious diseases and dirtiness and fatigueness of patients whom she served. As a result, Mother Teresa was called by many humble but heartfelt titles, such as a saint from the streets, one of the holiest women of her time, living saint, servant of the poor, angel of mercy, saint of the gutter, missionary extraordinaire, a gift to the world, peacemaker, friend to the destitute, a living saint, messenger of hope for our time, little sister of the poor, and so on.
Society today is named the culture of death, individualistic or non-Christian. It is a society in which the dignity and sanctity of human life are threatened through the acceptance of abortion, social injustice, racism, and capital punishment. How strange that so many assaults on human life have taken shape and taken hold in modern times. How strange that technological advantages today lead human beings to become blind, assuming that there is no God. The culture of death, advancing at home and abroad, denies this truth. It opens up everyone to act as God, deciding who lives and who dies, and which lives have worth and which ones have no worth. Many are told that they can escape human suffering by ending human lives and transcend human weakness by destroying the weak and unborn. Though these lies have been increasingly inscribed into laws in recent years, they are not new. The world has always tempted humankind to exalt the strong and ignore the weak, to prize power and shun suffering, to trust their own practical judgments more than God's providence.
With all these negative influences on each individual Catholic, the Church invites the faithful to look on Mother Teresa's life as a mirror for one's life. She taught one to understand that the human being is created in the image of God. It is everyone's responsibility to build up the culture of life by respecting human life from the moment of conception to natural death, by protecting human dignity and the sanctity of each human life, and by promoting social justice and peace among families and communities. Mother Teresa made a noteworthy point that to be able to see God in all others, the faithful should always renew and strengthen their relationship with God through prayer and the Eucharist. Mother Teresa also taught all to serve everyone without reference to any particular country, culture, or religion by showing that she belonged to the whole world. She was a model of the ideal Christian. For Catholics, Mother Teresa especially reminded them to live out the baptismal call in everyday life. Through baptism, all the faithful become members of the body of Christ, and all are invited to share in the priesthood of Christ by cooperating and continuing the Church's mission. The mission is to further the reign of God, to bring the good news to all the nations, and to bring people together to worship God. However, worship and prayer without some service to others, especially to the needy, is meaningless and individualistic. As Catholics, they worship the Lord in order to prepare them to encounter Him in the service of the poor and broken of the world.
Finally, Mother Teresa invited all that the way to reject barriers in service of the poor is by using the weapons of love, prayer, forgiveness, humility, joy, compassion, kindness, and sacrifice. She left very beautiful footsteps around the world. By being faithful to the law of love and living out the second great commandment, love your neighbor as yourself, Matthew chapter 22, verse 39, and by loving even her enemies as Jesus commanded, Mother Teresa made her love for God more concrete. She was striving to return smiles for scowls, love for hatred, fire for cold, and goodness for evil. Mother Teresa was a model of fidelity to the gospel through her love for the most needy human beings.
The Catholic Church is blessed and glorified by many saints throughout her history. Catholic people are very proud to have the phenomenal Blessed Mother Teresa as a living saint of holiness and dedication to the needy. She was an extraordinary gift for the Church and the world. Mother Teresa's witness to heroism of holiness and dedication is both a consolation and a provocation for all today. Her greatness began not at the moment she moved to Calcutta, but when she resolved to believe more in Christ's love than her own weakness. That conviction filled her with a certainty that Jesus would impart his own love to her to do what would otherwise seem impossible. It is in Mother's smile, words, and deeds that Jesus again walks the streets of the world as the Good Samaritan. Higgins 1. If the faithful share Mother Teresa's resoluteness, they will become awesome instruments of Christ's love and care for others without hesitation. They will love others not only in great and exceptional moments, but above all in the ordinary events of daily life.
Dear fellow listeners, we will stop here with the story of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, an invitation and challenging call to follow in Jesus' footsteps. For more information, we would like you to follow us on website www.mattmaria.org or www.mattmaria.net. You can also email us at mattmaria2000@yahoo.com or by phone with Mrs. Kim Haas at 714-265-1512. We look forward to the next time we'll meet again.
But you know